Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Artist Jennifer White debuts a new collection at Piper Arts in Sioux Falls. The collection finds the artist launching herself into new territory artistically and personally. Jay White is the owner of Post Pilgrim Gallery in Sioux Falls. She's an artist who defies category, and her latest work will challenge any categories that you have for her even further. She's joining us in the Kirby Family Studio in SDPB's Sioux Falls studio. Hey, girl, welcome back.
Right on. I'm happy to be here. I love hanging out with you. It's cool.
We just tell everybody right away that we're friends, that we know each other off the radio, and it's always such a pleasure to have you in the studio in front of the mic so people can hear all the great stuff that you have to say.
That's awesome. Thank you.
There's my disclaimer for how much I already like you.
See? So it's already biased, guys. It's already uphill.
All right. Good. So let's talk. How did you get started in art? Let's go back before we go forward.
Oh, dear. Well, I really started just because I needed to kind of find a self-identity. I was really kind of lost for a little while, and then art. I realized I was kind of good at it, and I was like, let's see where this goes. And it took a lot of faith, a lot of hard work, a lot of hustling to get to where I am. And I've been blessed with so many people that care and love for me, and not just me, my family. And without that net and nest of protection, I don't think I'd be where I am today. I have a lot of people in my heart, and I carry them with me every day.
This new exhibition is new territory for
you.
And the thing is, you know, I get the postcard in the mail, and I see the art
pretty,
on the cover.
Right?
It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
It's different than anything I've seen you do before, but
indeed.
I know immediately that it's yours.
Thank you.
We're on the radio. People can't see this until they go on the website and look it up for themselves. But it's abstract
landscapes.
Landscapes.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
All right. So
how they were a lot of fun.
Tell me how you sort of started exploring this new territory.
Well, this cat named Russ McKnight came into the gallery. He came in every once in a while and just kind of snooping around, and now I know why. But no, it's all good. I think it was, he came in and said, Jennifer, let's try something new and different. And I was like, challenge accepted. Let's do this. I am ready. And he helped me find a part of me that I've never explored in my artwork, and that was taking abstract, non-representational, and then putting myself into it with everything that I've learned up to this point as a human and an artist. And the collection, it's landscapes, but it's got my children in it. It's got my husband in it. It's got my failures and successes in it. They're all representative in the work. And it's completely abstract, and they all mean everything to me in the whole wide world. And I hope you come and see it and enjoy it. It means a lot to me.
Talk about scale, because these canvases are big.
That's crazy. It's crazy. It's so cool, though.
You went big.
I sure did. The biggest one is 10x4,
wow.
And it's called A Painter's Sky. It's lovely. So we did the topical layer of acrylic just to give it like that nice, juicy, meaty feel and create a sense of texture, and then went over it with oil and then scraped it all off. And so there's this gorgeous history throughout the entire piece. But an overall sense of just really, really pretty color and balance. And it's called a Painter's Sky because my children are in it, but it's definitely a landscape. They're interesting. I mean, they're really, truly, honestly cool. It feels good to, I'm proud of the work.
So you take your art all over the country.
I do indeed.
And you see people discovering you for the first time, sort of, you know, walking by and saying, oh, what's this? And coming closer. And for you as an artist, there's so much in each canvas that viewer is never going to know. They're never going to be in the studio with you thinking where your children are represented, for example, or what this particular motif means to you. What does that mean for you as an artist that there's this whole piece that the art collector might make their own story up? It might remind them of something entirely different.
Well, that's
how does that sort of transition to the next keeper?
That's a huge That's a huge compliment when somebody can see themselves in my work. That just means I did a good job as the artist trying to transcend exactly how I felt in that moment. And if it's like totally wildly different than what I had actually painted or intended, I don't really intend a whole lot. It all just kind of, it's very organic. But if they should see something completely different, that's exactly what art is supposed to do.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished. Sometimes people come in and they're like, "Will you consider this native work?" I am native. I did create that.
Is that a loaded question for you?
Absolutely.
Like what are people asking when they ask you,
"Oh, geez,
are you a native artist? Is this native work?" What do you think they're getting at? And then how do you respond?
I think what they're saying to me is like, this doesn't look like anything else I've ever seen done in native markets, which is totally cool, man, to each their own. But for me personally, I want my children and the young people that come into the gallery to see the possibility of what can actually be redefining the lines in terms of who we are as a people by the people, opposed to having a superimposed idea of what we should be doing. Oh. That's really important to me.
And yet you are a Native woman,
mm-hmm.
which means you have a history.
Mm-hmm.
And a an ancestry, and a tradition that is completely unique, as well.
Oh yeah.
How do you? Are you seeking to balance that? Are you seeking to embrace that? Are you seeking to simply just be and not worry about that? How often do you think about identity?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah,
it's a constant struggle. Not just with my cultural part of it, but also being a woman. You know, I have this really weird feeling that I'm painting too girly, if that sounds, I'm sorry if I offend, but like the way I apply my cultural identity is by talking to my aunts, my grandpa, different natives that I meet throughout the entire country about just kind of shop talk about why we do what we do, and going through and talking about other artists' work and why they do what they do, and questioning each other, you know, that is the biggest cultural, like, thank you I can give to being Native, because that's how we learned. That's how we learned from the very beginning, is just by talking to each other and passing our knowledge down. And I've had so many mentors in my life that they have done that for me. And the culture that I'm learning is a brand new one. I don't have the identity of traditional natives. I'm an urban Indian by every account. But that doesn't take away the idea of how natives have learned forever. And I'm proud of that.
When we talked about scale for this exhibition, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Jennifer White. She's with me in the SDPB Sioux Falls studio. She's got a new collection that's premiering at Piper Arts in Sioux Falls. And this Friday, there is an opening reception as well, Friday, May 17th from 6 to 9 p.m. There's going to be some food.
Oh, yeah.
As well. Tell us a little bit about the food by Chef Francis Wakeman.
First of all, Francis Wakeman he stands all by himself. He's fabulous. He's articulate. He's smart. He is well-cultured. I mean, I'm very impressed with him. We've worked together before, but this particular time, I just wanted to create a show that was hardcore Native, but like completely fresh, totally new. And Francis brings to the table all Native-infused hors d'oeuvre. And it was so funny. We were at breakfast the other day, and he's like, "Man, my ideas, they just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger." I'm like, "Yeah, welcome to my world, man. Holy cow, you don't know when to stop. It's uncontrollable." But it's fascinating to see a trained chef apply our culture to what we're aiming to do here, and that's just celebrate Native culture in a completely new perspective. It's awesome. Yeah. I'm really proud of him.
And when we talked about scale, there's something about the size of this art that says arrival. You know,
like, I'm here.
Yeah.
We're here. Yeah. We are here. We've been here. We will continue to be here.
As an artist, pay attention to this. It has to be incredibly satisfying? Is it anxiety ridding? Like, do you stand back and go, holy?
Oh, yes, I sure do. Like every day. Well, the coolest part about being an artist is like it all begins and ends with you. And that's the scariest part, is it all begins and ends with you. And you want to be proud of what you're doing. But, you know, you also have to maintain that humble factor of this could all end tomorrow. Nothing is guaranteed. And I really enjoyed creating the series, and it's kind of geared more toward a corporate market. I love to see Oscar Howe. I love to see Joanne Bird. I love to see Don Monello on the walls for everybody to enjoy, not just a private collector. It is my dream and aspiration to be that for South Dakota. I hope this is a step in the right direction. It would mean a lot to me.
Jay White, owner of Post Pilgrim Gallery. Check her out there, and then head over to Piper Arts this Friday, the 17th, for the opening reception for the new paintings, Feeling the Territory Ahead. And that exhibition is open May 17th through June 14th. And, of course, you're always welcome.
I love you, too, Bart.
Back here. I love you. Our moment of bias.
That's awesome.
Yes, I unapologetically love Jennifer White. Hey, thanks. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.